This is Vatican Radio and I'm Susie Hodges. The Church's World Day of Sick on February the 11th is celebrated on the anniversary of the date of the first apparition of Our Lady to St. Bernadette in a cave just outside Lourdes. The French town has since become one of the major pilgrimage destinations in the world, with millions of sick and disabled people travelling there each year. But what is the lure of Lourdes that makes people return to this Marian shrine year after year? That was the question I put to Philip Spark, chief executive of the HCPT Pilgrimage Trust, a Catholic charity that takes thousands of adults and children to Lourdes each year.
I think the lure is that it's a place where people come and detect a great degree of spirituality, but it's also a place of great joy, where people can have fun, conscious that anything that differentiates them from other people is something they can live with and something that needn't be a bar to having fun.
And what for you are the special rewards of accompanying these adults and children, many of them who are sick or who have disabilities, to this shrine each year?
Our founder is very clear that our pilgrimage is a pilgrimage based on giving, and there's a great joy in giving. Christmas is all about giving rather than receiving, and so we give when we come on pilgrimage, and that's an extraordinary joy. Obviously, we get back love, we get back smiles and recognition from the people that we look after, but it's all about giving to them.
And many of these people, of course, probably spend a lot of their time rather on the margins of society. Is this a sense here that they really are the chief protagonists?
They're absolutely the centre of everything that we do. There's nothing that we do that they can't do. So if any activity were to be planned that would exclude anybody, then it would be discarded because it's not appropriate. So they're absolutely the centre, and they know that, and they feel very, very special as a result of that.
Are there any special anecdotes or memorable remarks, feedback that you've received from these people who've gone to Lourdes that have really stuck in your mind?
Well, there's one from last year that I've seen. We had a little lad called Declan who came on our pilgrimage at Easter, and he was looked after by a lady called Lily. He'd never flown in a plane before. He wasn't particularly scared, but he didn't know what to expect. But apparently he giggled all the way across to Lourdes in the plane. And then as soon as he got back to England, he said to his mother, "Can I go straight back to Lourdes? When can I go back to Lourdes?" And he now sees this helper, Lily, frequently. And every time he sees her, he's not able to speak. But every time he sees her, he makes the sign of an aeroplane. And with that is the message, "I want to go back to Lourdes. When are you going to take me back?"
And for you yourself, do you remember the first time you went and your thoughts and emotions then?
I did. I had some trepidation. I'd heard lots of things and I could see there was a lot of passion that went with people who went to Lourdes. But until I came, I didn't really understand that. It takes until about 2 or 3 days into the week when you're completely seized by the experience. And then I think you realise that you'll always want to go.